Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, 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 what do we have? Here it is indeed, the mighty Bogey and Wojo show on 97.1 The Ticket. Bogey continues to serve his apprenticeship on the morning show with the Godfather. A Stoney. So he will not be with me. And you know what? Quite frankly, that's just fine with me. No, we missed the Bogey kid. You got Woji Ohlone leading you up to another Tiger baseball game. You thought one was enough today. No siree. They got that 5-3 loss out of the way. They play yet again tonight. Made up game. I guess the first one was a made up game. We'll see if they can. Yeah, whatever. Tigers tonight. We'll have it here on these very airwaves. But before I take you to Tiger baseball, a couple of things I wanted to bat around. You know me, I like to bat things around, okay? One thing, and I heard the crazy Italian, also the host of the always aggravated thing, and hated. And I must say, I sent this out on Twitter last night. I don't know how this has gone under the radar. Because the Michigan State alternate jerseys came out, I think, in April with the big, giant, big block letters staked across the front. And I guess everybody forgot about it. Okay, that's not real then. And now as it gets close to the season, people are apoplectic. Something like that. Apoplectic? Yeah, whatever. Very, very angry. And listen, I'm not telling Valenti how to, you know, to watch his corners. But if he's really as big of a Spartan as he says he is, he'll get that crap stopped. Okay? Yes. It's very, very bad. And I guess all sorts of national CBS sports has made fun of it. Listen, everyone has had their share. Michigan had those awful bumblebee ones, legacy ones, throwback ones. Everybody throws a stink bomb every now and then. It's best to clear out the stink bomb before you actually walk onto a field with it, okay? Let's get that one out of the way, all right? Now let's get into a little Lions football. Now, I'm going to go out there tomorrow, even though it's just going to be a walkthrough between the Lions and Patriots, I believe. But I'm going to go out there. I wasn't able to go out the last couple of days. I was up in East Lansing, Michigan State football media day and the like. But I've been reading all the dispatches, watching the interviews, Stafford, Tom Brady, big crowds showing up to see the quarterbacks. All right, to see Brady, but also Matthew Stafford. And you know what struck me? And tell me, and listen, I've never been a Stafford homer. Just give him time, give him time. I have understood some of his struggles. The Lions have been a bad organization. But I've also understood, you know, some of his possibilities that we have seen. But neither, I am not one who has said he's the worst quarterback ever and you can't win anything with him. I suspect you can't win big with him. But listen, I'm putting that all on hold. All right. 10 years over. 10 years, first 10 years of his career, over. Entering 11th year, right? Or entering 10th year, 11th year. I lose track. Anyhow, out there all week, and people are making comparisons to Stafford and Tom Brady. And, oh, Brady effortlessly. I think the New England writers charted Brady's 2-minute drills or whatever that they were running, and it was 17 for 24 on Monday. And he's, of course, great and timeless and ageless. And then by comparison, Stafford has struggled a little bit and has thrown 3 or 4 interceptions in some of these practices. And I was reading this and watching these interviews and listening to people. And I said, you know what? Let's cut it out for a second. Just for a second. It's A, unfair and counterproductive to compare him to Tom Brady at all. So that's just sort of silly. But and then today, supposedly in practice, Stafford was very good in a 2-minute drill on 4th down, hit TJ Hockenson for a 13-yard touchdown pass, bounced back. I was reading all of the great beat writers' reports saying that he definitely was much, much better after not looking good the first day against the Patriots. And here comes Bill Belichick. I was reading Bill Belichick's quotes this morning saying, the Lions are a very good team. They've really given us troubles in these little practices. They really have given us troubles. That's a really good team. And now, he, of course, lost last year to the Lions 26-10, but Matt Patricia is his boy. So part of you wonders, is Bill Belichick blowing smoke? Or is that legit? Of course, I would say both. He is blowing smoke, but the Lions are much improved to what he probably remembers from years past. But as regards Stafford, this is where I'm going to reset it, okay? And I don't care if you think it's soft or get rid of him, they'll never win, whatever. Again, that may end up being the case, but I just think at this stage it's counterproductive. For the first time, I believe they being the Lions, have recognized what Stafford can and can't do and have officially reset his career. I think it starts over. First career, not successful. His second NFL career starts now. Woji, what the hell are you talking about? A brand new offensive coordinator, Darrell Bevell, with completely different philosophies from what the Lions have had in the past. In the past, the Lions' philosophy, and you can chart this for like 15 to 20 years or even further, post Barry Sanders. The Lions' philosophy over the years has been get 3 really good receivers and have the quarterback throw them up to them. Get good receivers and have Scott Mitchell throw to Herman Moore and Perriman and Johnny Morton and have Stafford throw to Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate and just get rid of them throw. Because that's what they thought his strength was. Throw it up. Throw it deep. Throw it long. Not necessarily throw it accurately. Not necessarily throw it short or medium. Year 10, they have decided, rightfully so, to reset. Running game, Kerryon Johnson. That's not even enough. C.J. Anderson, offensive tight ends galore. T.J. Hockenson, listen, we have all the cautionary tales. Rookie tight ends can be a little tricky their first year. Early returns, the guy just keeps catching passes. And they got tight ends 6'7", 6'6", 6'5". Jesse James, Nauta, their 7th or 6th round pick. And the philosophy is different. The defense is better. It's all about ball control. It's all about minimizing the amount of time and the amount of big plays he's forced to make. And I am willing today, on August 6th, 2019, to officially reset Matthew Stafford's career. From this point forward, I'm going to judge him anew. I just think it's unfair, and maybe a little bit of the nostalgia. I thought it was unfair that people are making, you know, look at what Tom Brady does, look what Stafford does. Oh, okay, you're right, terrible, not even close. But now, and some might frame this as, well, all the excuses are gone. They have a good defense. They have their running. Okay, that's one way to phrase it. And I'm going to say resetting his career. Is that fair? Does Matthew Stafford starting now, this year, deserve to have his career reset in your eyes? Doesn't mean anything other than how you're going to view him. that the first 10 years he screwed up, they screwed up, things didn't mesh, coaches change, boom, boom, boom. Now, reset. The crazy Italian said, oh, you mean it's his last chance? I said, no, not technically, he's 30. Resetting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.